KORN News Radio Sports for this Wednesday, January 21st. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Outfielders Carlos Beltran and Andrew Jones have been elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. Beltran, on his fourth ballot appearance, received 84% of the votes from the Baseball Writers Association. Jones, this is his ninth year on the ballot. He finally gets in 78% of the ballots. He'll be inducted into Cooperstown, New York on July 26th, along with second baseman Jeff Kent. Indiana, the number one team in the country, the final Associated Press Top 25 College Football poll after finishing 16-0 and winning the national championship over Miami on Monday night. Indiana is the third straight Big Ten team to win the national title, following Ohio State last season and Michigan in 2023. Miami ends up at number two. That's their highest ranking since the 2002 season. Ole Miss came in at number three, Oregon at four, and Ohio State at number five. Duke has filed a lawsuit against quarterback Darian Mensa, seeking to block his efforts to transfer and to reach a contract with another school to play elsewhere next season. Duke filed its complaint on Monday. That came 3 days after Mensa reversed his previously announced plan to return to the Blue Devils. The complaint states that Duke's two-year contract with Mensa runs through 2026. It also argues that the contract requires any dispute to go through arbitration to reach a resolution. Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison will not face a trespassing charge in Florida after prosecutors have dismissed the case. Addison was arrested a couple weeks ago at a Tampa area casino, but the estate dropped the misdemeanor charge and released his bond. Addison finished the season with more than 600 receiving yards, three touchdowns, and yet another offseason incident. LA Chargers have hired former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel as their new offensive coordinator. He'll replace Greg Roman. Again, McDaniel helped lead Miami to back-to-back playoff appearances, ended up being fired, though, after 4 years, 2 years of not making the playoffs. Turned Miami into one of the top offenses in the NFL before getting fired. Now McDaniel will be tasked with leading quarterback Justin Herbert and the Chargers offense. Rory McIlroy believes that the PGA Tour and LIV Golf have grown too far apart to form any sort of an alliance and bring the splintered sport back together. McIlroy said this week that he does not see a world where that can happen at this point. McIlroy was speaking ahead of the Dubai Desert Classic on the European Tour. Brooks Koepka's return to the PGA Tour from LIV Golf is brought into a sharper focus, any fading hope to form any deal between the two top golf tours. Minnesota Timberwolves in Utah last night, so they would lose 127-122. Keontae George of Utah scored a career-high 43 points. Also, the Jazz's Yusuf Jurkic had a second career triple-double. He had 16 points, 18 rebounds, and 10 assists. Anthony Edwards led the Wolves with 38 points. They blew a 15-point lead. They closed out a four-game road trip with three straight losses. Houston defeated San Antonio last night 111-106. Tip-off was delayed over 20 minutes after one of the players bent the rim during warm-ups that had to be replaced. Rockets win despite trailing by as many as 16. They were down 10 points starting the fourth quarter. A Lakers defeat the Denver Nuggets 115-107. Luka Doncic with a triple-double for the Lakers, 38 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. And the Chicago Bulls tie a franchise record with 25 three-pointers last night. Chicago beats the Clippers 138-110.